Visit the Chazen Museum of Art in Madison for a midday tour on a work day during off-season, and you'll get to experience culture without the crowds. The only sound is footsteps on marble from an energetic docent and two visitors bringing up the rear who climb steps that never seem to stop.
Do a lot of exercise. And you have probably heard of Pablo Picasso. Well, this is one of his works.
Before you get to the art, there are warning signs at the entrance. No food, no drink. You're also not allowed to have backpacks. Cameras are okay, but they're required to be handheld. Russell Panchenko is director of the Chazen. He hasn't seen selfie sticks at his museum, but he did see them during a trip to Rome, Italy, where tourists snapped them up from street vendors.
They were selling these things, and I said, what on earth is it? You know, I finally figured out, and people were buying. This was the hottest selling item, and everybody was taking pictures of themselves. And
museum visitor Sabina Badola isn't against selfies, but selfie sticks in museums, that's another matter.
I just think it's ridiculous that people have gone as far as to have a selfie stick to take a picture of something rather than enjoying the moment.
People who use selfie sticks have not been subjected to some of the name-calling faced by people who wear Google glasses. But museums around the country are banning selfie sticks. As Kristen Settle from the Milwaukee Art Museum explains, it's for the safety of both art and visitors.
People can get poked with them. They can get hit with them. You may not realize where it's going or where you're pointing it, or it swings around and knocks into something.
Settle says the Milwaukee Art Museum does allow cameras and smartphones without a flash.
So we have people taking selfies all day long, and that applies across generations. It's not just young people who are doing it, but it's a multi-generational trend that has really caught on.
She says the most popular place for selfies is Wendover Hall, the entrance to the Quadracci Pavilion. It's a postmodern interpretation of a Gothic cathedral, complete with flying buttresses and pointed arches. Another popular draw is the glass art of Dale Chihuly.
Very ornate and beautiful glass structures. Probably the most famous one is the ceiling inside the lobby of the Bellagio Hotel in Las Vegas.
At the Betty Brin Children's Museum in Milwaukee, smartphones are allowed but not encouraged, says Chief Advancement Officer Kristen Adams.
If we see a caregiver perhaps sitting and they're engaged with their smartphone, we try and engage them and can reconnect them with that child, encouraging them to get up and be part of that experience. Luckily, we don't see that too often.
So museums seem to have the same love-hate relationship with this technology that the broader world has. It may be a great way to share photos and information, but it can also be intrusive. The museums we talked to said visitors have not been showing up with selfie sticks yet.
They haven't been a concern at the Milwaukee Art Museum as of yet. However, when tourist season picks up in the summer, we may see more of that happening.
As for Russell Panchenko at the Chazen Museum in Madison, he still hasn't used his selfie stick he bought overseas. It didn't work, so he plans on buying another, but probably not taking it into a museum. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.